855-453. This is SACL toll-free call-in line here on our live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Guard.
You know, Free Talk Live is one of the few shows that brings you a live Saturday show. So, you know, give us a call. We can talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do for a living, but certainly we talk about other show prep in the meantime. Gardner?
Yes, my friend.
How come on Free Talk Live we spend so much time talking about public officials being filmed by the public while they're earning public money on public property and people going to jail for it, having their cameras confiscated, having their footage erased, having their cell phones destroyed, being hassled, harangued, and treated like criminals for filming the police and other government bureaucrats? Why do we spend so much time talking about that here on Free Talk Live?
It's incredible how much time is dominated by talking about these types of wrongdoings and other types of evil doings.
If we really had public servants,
yes,
would servants do those things to throw us in jail and destroy our stuff for filming what they're doing, keeping an eye on them? Because, you know, I've heard that they have these babysitter cams that, you know, keep an eye on your kid and the babysitter there at the house. And I've never heard of the babysitter destroying the camera, throwing people in jail for it or anything like that. I'm thinking that maybe public servants aren't really our servants.
It's kind of funny, but I think somewhere along the line, people seem to have bought into a fraud. And I think it goes all the way back to John Locke, who in the Second Treatise of Government, upon which the United States government was supposedly founded, said that you have the right to your life and your liberty, and governments are supposedly formed to protect that life and liberty, and people voluntarily give up a portion of their property so that they can get the protection of the police force to stop people from stealing from them. But then, just a little bit later, he said, and by people freely choosing to give up their property, I mean by an individual, I mean the majority deciding.
Yes.
And so he immediately cuts himself under there. So
this is interesting.
If you think you're going to be protected by the government and you buy into that, it's the majority is going to mess with you, and
the founding
then it just gets worse.
The Constitution here in New Hampshire, one of the original constitutions, I think it was actually written before the Constitution of the United States. Mm-hmm. It says that the people that they have to give their consent to be governed.
Mm-hmm.
But by the people, they mean all of the people must consent to give their to be governed, and then their representatives decide how they're governed in a fashion, by the way, that they cannot, film or, keep an eye on their representatives, then hire people to enforce these rules whom you can't videotape and, can't talk about. You know, I'm thinking this whole consent thing is a bunch of bull hockey.
It is absolutely bogus. Bull hockey. Well stated. And we have many examples. There's another example out of Illinois. And
when the Illinoisians,
they
love it when you go Illinois.
I do it intentionally because it's such a police state. It just drives me up the wall. And of course, Abraham Lincoln came from Illinois, and he was a big fraud too. A lot of people don't know that.
Have yet to figure out exactly what you call people from Illinois. I've heard Illini.
Illini, yeah.
But I've heard other people from Illinois say that in fact that's not what you call them. So
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know.
The internet knows, but it really doesn't matter. Let's go on with this.
Yes, certainly. And so here's a great example of it, and we see this all the time. There was just an Ohio congressman who had police officers steal people's phones in a public meeting. And as Mark says, these are public officials. These are people who get your money whether you like it or not. And why do we bring this stuff up? Because we're trying to draw attention to the fact that these aren't just isolated incidents. These are systemic, and they will sprout up all the time when you have a government system that can take your money anytime. And, Mark, I was just going to mention, before I get into the story from Illinois, that these stories about police taking your camera equipment or a state representative in a room having the police take your picture-taking equipment away, at least what's fascinating is even in Nazi Germany during the Beer Hall Putsch, they got photographs.
I'm not even sure what the Beer Hall Putsch is.
That was Hitler's big first first move for power.
Gotcha.
And there are photographs of it.
But at that point, he's as a candidate running. You can take all kinds of pictures of candidates.
Yes, that's true.
If you're in New Hampshire, you're just lousy with the presidential candidates. They're all over. They're coming to your house. They're asking to stay for dinner. Whatever they can do to get your attention. And you can take pictures of those guys all the time.
Unless you're Dave Ridley.
They want your vote.
Yeah.
That wasn't...
Vice President there trying to drum up some support at a hotel, and the next thing you know, Dave Ridley is being arrested because he's not walking away fast enough.
Well, you know, I think that particular instance is unlike those candidates that aren't in office.
Probably right.
In office, they feel they deserve more, less attention. I only get filmed by people who have news credentials.
Yes, yes. Well, here's an instance out of Illinois. It says here, Illinois man faces 75 years in prison for recording police. Gee, what a surprise. A 42-year-old Illinois man named Michael Allison is facing 75 years in prison for recording police. This, of course, just days after the First District Court of Appeals upheld the right to record police actions in public in the case Glick versus Cuniff. And we've spoken about
the
Massachusetts case.
The First Circuit Court, which is in the New England area,
yes,
as opposed to this, which is in Illinois.
Yeah, and what gets me about this is, as outside the First Circuit, you're going to see these people are going to push and push and push until it finally goes to the Supreme Court. They're going to do everything they can, as long as they can, to say that the wiretapping statutes, which specifically state, and by the way, the federal wiretapping statutes are also very questionable constitutionally, they're saying that the wiretapping statutes make it illegal for someone to record a police officer. But the wiretapping statutes apply in public areas.
Right. Wiretapping statutes
are for private conversations.
Intended to be, used in the situation of people talking on the telephone who reasonably believed that they were not being recorded.
Exactly.
It is not reasonable to believe when somebody's standing in front of you with a video camera that you're not being recorded.
Exactly.
Only a moron would interpret that way.
Exactly.
And to suggest that you have the right as a public servant on public property, earning public money, to tell somebody to turn their camera off. Shut up and do your job, civil servant.
Unbelievable. Mr. Allison, Michael Allison, recorded video of Illinois police visiting his mother's home to investigate his unregistered vehicles. Allison recorded the police without their consent while they fined him and impounded
his
vehicles.
On his own property.
Exactly. He now faces 75 years in prison for these videos, as well as those
recorded.
If they
didn't want to be filmed, they could have left.
Yes. Yes, they could have left.
They could have just turned around and walked away.
They could have... Exactly. It's his property. If they're unhappy with it, then what they can do is not be public servants and not be on the public dole.
Right.
Because everything
they
do is public record.
Not to be filmed.
Right.
But what they want to do is 75 years. This guy's going to get a life sentence for filming these public servants, quote unquote public servants.
Exactly. And as Mark said at the beginning of the show, they're not public servants. We're their servants.
Yeah, they're really not public servants.
So, and I would love for someone to try to provide for me a rationale that says, okay, people who are being paid for...
In what circumstance should a cop be, is it reasonable that a cop not expect to be recorded? I mean, as the public, I'm not talking about, what criminal activities, but why would cops reasonably expect not to be recorded? Does this prevent them from doing their job better? I think they should all have cameras on them. They're required to have it at all times. And that video, if it's, and it should be streamed to the internet so the people from that town can watch it, the ones paying their freaking paychecks. Let's go to Matt in Illinois just real quick here. Matt?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's happening?
I just wanted to let you know that you call an Illinoisan an Illinoisan.
Illinoisan? Not Illini?
An Illini is a member of an Indian tribe. The Illini were the main Indian tribe in Illinois when the white man decided to start settling this land.
Gotcha.
It was a major Indian tribe.
Yeah, the fighting Illini, of course.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Illinoisan. Thanks for the call, Matt.
Mark, the thing that gets me really ticked off about this is, even if you think that there's an argument, this is all money that's being taken from people. So you're going to have all different opinions about this. Maybe what would allow us to agree and stop arguing with each other over these types of rules would be get rid of the government-run police force so we're not arguing about how it works.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call online here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark with you.
Vanguard.
And you can call in about talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We've been talking about, a myriad of things this evening, including the filming of police officers here recently. And if you've found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes, would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, and you can find out what's happening here in New Hampshire, because, frankly, everybody, you know, people that care about liberty, being around the nation complaining about this thing or that thing the government's doing, isn't working.
No.
The Tea Party is not electing people who are, apparently actually looking to shrink the size of government. They certainly don't have any, they're all voting for the warfare welfare state, at least the warfare state.
Yeah.
I am not hanging my hat on the Tea Party, I can assure you of that. As a matter of fact, Free State Project's been around a lot longer than the Tea Party. Go check it out at freestateproject.org. Again, it's freestateproject.org. Gardner,
yes, sir.
Go on with the story, if you would.
Okay. Before we took our chat with some of the folks who back us up in the advertising world, we were talking about this story of an Illinois man who, despite the First Circuit Court's decision days earlier that it was 100% constitutional to record police officers, public officials, doing public work, that the police officers had no expectation of privacy in any way whatsoever, that it was not a violation of the wiretapping statute, and it was a First Amendment right. A 42-year-old man in Illinois named Michael Allison faces 75 years in prison because he videotaped police officers coming onto his mother's property to impound his vehicles. He's being prosecuted under the government eavesdropping wiretap laws, and he's in a lot of trouble despite the fact that on August 26th, there was a case decided in the First Circuit, which is not the Illinois area, the First Circuit case of Glick versus Cunniff.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, it's still precedent, and
absolutely,
the Supreme Court may or may not hear it. If the Supreme Court hears it, that means that they're more likely to overturn it. If they right. don't hear it, I mean, I cannot imagine a thinking person, and I'm not talking about people that represent the police unions and police chiefs, because I frankly don't think that these guys are representing the public interest in any way, shape, or form.
No way.
But I can't imagine, all they want is no accountability. But I can't imagine that a thinking person is going to say, yes, that free people should not be able to film public servants doing the public will while being paid public money on public property or their own private property.
Yeah.
I can see why somebody would not be able to come up, say, run up my driveway if the cops have been called on a domestic dispute and film that if I haven't given them permission. But that is the only way that I can see this. This is the reason I can see it.
The cops, and this is a question I would have, I would go just a little step further, because as I think about it, it's like, look, anytime a police officer is working, and this is going to strain some people's credulity, they're going to say, nah, I don't agree with that, Guard. Some of them have to do private stakeouts and things like that. And this is where we run into problems. That's why I am a free market volunteerist, a free market anarchist, because I believe that if someone's tax money is being taken from him, he has a right to know what is being done with that money at every moment. It doesn't matter whether they're on some super secret stakeout or they're trying to nail some bad guy that we would think would be a great thing. If I might disagree with him, I might say, hey, you know what, you gotta let the cops do the thing. They're trying to rescue a kid or whatever. But if somebody else has had his money taken and he wants to know what the cops are doing at that second, he has a right.
I can see the point. I can see why
it makes it non-functional.
Right, it makes it non-functional,
exactly.
And they wouldn't be able to do what they're doing, right. And they would have to. Really, the when it all boils down to it, it's the funding.
Yes.
It's the way that they get their funding.
Right,
and
which means that morally,
they may be doing the right thing.
Exactly.
And I'm going to back them up when they're doing the right thing. It's just really about how they get their money.
The ends don't justify those means.
Let's talk to Ty in Tennessee. Ty.
Hey, good evening. Hey, I was going to talk about labeling, how we use the words like libertarian or voluntarist or even anarchist. We have certain ideas that pop into our head, which are totally different than other people that do not subscribe to those names.
I never use the term anarchist.
Yeah,
and when
it's a tough
guard,
one to use.
Guard uses it, I wince.
And it's frustrating because
it's
been corrupted. Anarchist, strictly speaking, means someone who supports the removal of government. But in the 20s, it was destroyed by all the violence.
And no one can be without a ruler because one must rule oneself. So it is an inaccurate statement. One might be an autarchist, which is not a term that has any sort of meaning to anybody. but an anarchist is an impossible state. I think that maybe anarchists are, in fact, the Europeans that throw Molotov cocktails at people. I don't know. I am certainly not one of those people. I would not use the term capitalist either. I think it's loaded.
And it was coined by Marx. So, yeah, you bring. I'm sorry, we're jumping in, but, yeah, please continue, though.
All right. The reason I'm bringing this up is, you know, we like you're just talking about what the common use of anarchist is wrong, and here's what it is. I think that the other side of the coin, I'm trying to put it on the other side of other folks, you know, that have an opposite political idea from mine, like socialism. When we say socialist, we have a certain idea of what that means, and to my mind, you know, I think of like state socialists, people who want to redistribute wealth and stuff like that. But if
you
ask a socialist what they are, I think that they would have a totally different definition.
A socialist would be that would be a person that believes that the state owns the means of production, and by that they mean administers everything from you know the making
Actually,
of cars.
I don't think that's true, Mark. I don't think that's true. If you ask them. A socialist, the ones that consider themselves to be true socialists, don't think the state should have anything to do with it.
Yeah,
there
you know,
such things as anarchistic socialists.
Yeah, see, that's one of the problems that I've run into. You remember Howard Zinn, right? You know, the political professor from Boston University. He used to describe
People's History of the U.S. or something.
Yeah,
like that.
People's History of the United States. And you know, I met him and I found his thinking inconsistent, and I just never really took him seriously. His book has some positive value to it, but it's really not that well footnoted and marked and so on. But the thing that gets me is he was of a group of people at Boston University that used to term themselves socialist anarchists. And the thing that bothered me was that, as Mark indicates, the popular term socialism is not what we would really term societal socialism. Societal socialism is voluntarism. Society is separate from government. The socialists that I understand today are the ones who would like to use some form of the government mechanism to stop private property from being held in private hands. That is a socialist. They want all private property eliminated. And I know I'm drawing a broad brush, but this is, to me...
But private property doesn't even exist. I mean, that's the thing, is the socialists, socialists have some kind of distinction, but in fact, there is no private property.
It has to be prevented from getting into individual hands, which immediately negates the ability of the individual to even exist and make his own decisions.
What I'm saying right now is if I don't pay my annual rent on my property to the people who clearly own it, because I have to pay them yearly to live there, they'll take it away from me. That just makes me a renter with a strange lease agreement.
In other words, your property taxes.
Indeed. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. foodsdirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Here on the Free Talk Live's Live Saturday edition, incentives matter. Professor Angela Dills explains that incentives help economists predict individual behavior. What's difficult is determining all the ways that a policy affects people's incentives and change people's behavior. This two-minute video really helps lay some of the foundations for the ideas of liberty. And you should go watch this video at learnliberty.org/FTL. Show it to your friends and family. Share it on your Facebook. It's a great video. Incentives matter at learnliberty.org/FTL. While you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and writes, yes, I did say free online continuing education at learnliberty.org/FTL. Let's go back to Ty in Tennessee. Ty?
Hey, I just wanted to bring something else up. Frank from New York called in again and brought something else up that I talked about a couple weeks ago. He said something about Ron Paul not having passed any laws and that's some sort of a negative grade on his effectiveness. As a legislator, and I just wanted to point out that the answer to that is that the real effectiveness is how much bad legislation has he prevented.
I don't know that he's prevented that much either, frankly. I mean, oftentimes the vote will be there 434-1 in Washington more times than not. I mean, but it's all you can do is vote your conscience and vote no. And they call Ron Paul Dr. No for a reason. And I fully support a politician that's willing to say no to things that he considers to be unconstitutional, whether he likes them or not. He's if they're unconstitutional, he won't vote for them. And that's what they all should be doing after swearing an oath to the Constitution.
Yeah, the practicality of it only comes after you acknowledge the nobility of standing up amongst that sea of just criminals and standing up to principle. And I think, you know, hats off to Ron Paul if somebody's going to get involved with government, that he, you know, did what he has done for so long. It must be a really lonely existence, you know?
Yeah, but see, it shows the mindset that statists have.
Yes,
that towards, in order yeah. to show effectiveness, you have to create laws.
Yes.
Well, in order, you know, when you create laws, you are either forcing somebody to do something they don't want to do, or you're preventing somebody from doing something they want to do and should have a right to do.
Hey, I made a point a while back over at the Liberty Conspiracy Podcast about how I think that the place where society went wrong was moving away from the common law of many European countries, particularly British common law, and then having the laws written down. Because organically, I think, you know, we people generally like to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. Around other people who like to maximize pleasure and minimize pain, they tend to come up with agreements. People who cheat them, people who hurt them, they exclude those people. Those people are pushed away. People tend to come up with agreements about robbery, theft, physical violence, and things like that on their own. That's where the British common law came from. Once you start having a select group of people write down those laws and you call them lawmakers, things start to go wrong, because then they start to write new laws that favor certain people that do certain things, and it all starts to unravel. And I think your point is excellent. Why is it that people look at how many laws someone has gotten written? This whole idea of we can't have government gridlock. Yeah, hell yeah, we want government gridlock. Because the more government is
Belgium's
there...
Belgium's been doing fine without its national government
exactly.
for going on a year now.
Exactly. And your point not only is a current example, a practical example of it, but it has very deep-set political, philosophical, historical roots that we can draw back to people and say, look, here's the problem. Don't give a group of people with the monopoly on force the ability to allow themselves to impose themselves even more on people. Get rid of that entity called government, and you will find that people will come up with their own rules that work just as well and, in fact, work better than the way government does it.
Yeah, that's why we now have statutory laws that are immoral.
Yes.
So the whole idea, the original idea of law was to have some kind of codification of morality.
Right, and that's a mistake. That's
morality,
the problem.
Something that everybody, universal morality.
Right, and you don't need it.
At the very least, if we were going to take a step in this direction, you modify the Constitution. Of course, if you do modify the Constitution, you have to do it through a constitutional convention, practically
yeah.
speaking. And if that's the case, then the whole thing goes out the window. But if the very idea that they pass laws by majority vote creates this two-party duopoly that we have that has so much gridlock in it in the first place. If a law is good, they should be able to get all 535 of the drunken sailors in Washington, D.C. to agree on it. I mean, can't we all agree murder's bad? Can't we all agree rape's bad? Can't we all agree robbery's bad? It shouldn't be that difficult to get them all on board.
And if they do, then we don't need them, because they're supposedly... This is the thing. This is the giant logical impasse that statists end up running into. If they think that government represents the will of the people and that the government is going to pass the laws that show that the people are so good, well, if it represents the will of the people, you don't need the government to do it, because the people can do it themselves. That's the point.
Ty, thanks for the call. What's that?
All right, thanks.
Thanks, man. Great call. Yeah, you know, we see these examples, Mark, whether we're looking at the police officers in Illinois, and that brings into question who wants the police doing this, who wants the police doing that. And then people start to ask us questions. Well, how would you do it if you didn't have the government forcibly taking people's money? And we always run into that question.
Sure.
It's a very, very valid question. And if you look at it historically, there have been great examples
yep.
of societies that existed without that sort of force because they had those common interests.
The American West was a relatively libertarian place.
Yeah.
You had usually a sheriff who was the keeper of the jail and things like that, and maybe did a certain amount of law enforcement. But but a lot of law enforcement was done by what the Pinkerton Company and other competitors of them from a private standpoint. It was more of a security agency to secure people. And, you know, I mean, these are ways that this is what people truly want.
Yeah.
People want security, and they're willing to trade, well, everything to get it. And then you end up with nothing because you don't have the security, because government isn't responsible in the same way that the government knew about the 9/11 attackers. But it happened anyway because they can't get out of their own way because they're incompetent and bureaucratic. And so, I mean, you trade everything, all of your freedoms, because once it can have one of them, it can have them all. Yeah. A government that can take one freedom from you can take every one of your freedoms.
You know, have you read the book The Hunger Games yet? Have
I don't read
books. Okay. Well,
no, I'm working on...
He is a very well-read man, actually, yes.
Yeah.
And
I have not
great
read
with
The
history.
Hunger Games, whatever that might be.
Not to give too much away, but, you know, we often talk in economic terms about the tragedy of the commons. And the tragedy of the commons exists in everything that the government runs. Essentially, the idea is anything that's commonly owned, property, particular
anything
force,
the government has,
anything
is
the government runs,
common.
Right. Yes, it's held in common. It pits us against each other, and it prompts us to overutilize that resource. So once the government starts paying for it, well, we're all paying for it, so we're all going to get what we can out of it.
Sure.
So, for example, out in the western lands, the government owns the forest land, and what happens, they rent it out, and people strip cut it. The privately owned land is select cut. All sorts of examples abound, right?
Well, here's a better example. Is in England, at one point, you know, the forest land was just considered common. Nobody owned it. And people would go out there, and they'd hunted it barren.
Yes.
So there was no animals in it. The kings would reserve certain forest areas so that they could have creatures to hunt. And, of course, their land had some creatures on it, except for the poachers would come in there and poach the land and that kind of thing, because they were without the ability to eat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is just part of it. I'm not saying that the people should starve while the kings hunt, by no means. I just think that every man should own his own property, and that way, you know, you'll see more wealth created. You won't see these situations where the common area is destroyed. Hmm. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We crazy?
Oh, no.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, SACL toll-free call in line. If you call, well, maybe we can slip you in. We'll see. It's the final segment here on the live Saturday edition with Mark.
And Guard.
You know, the cigarettes will, well, there's a much better chance that cigarettes will kill you than if, you know, if you don't smoke them.
Hmm.
You've probably been thinking about, excuse me, giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier, in fact. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will already save around $120 a month by switching to the e-cigarette. And Vaporsmith's e-cigarette is of the highest quality compared to many of them out there. There's sort of these chintzy things that have small vaporizers, and they, you know, they're made as cheaply as possible. Vaporsmith's made of the high, you can hold it in your hands and it has substance and weight. And you can get a free starter kit. You can get that free starter kit by going to Vaporsmiths.com and using coupon code FTL to purchase 40 cartomizers, the little things that contain the nicotine in the vaporized form or whatever. And you'll get free shipping since it's, I think it's $69 and the order, you get all orders over $60 get free shipping. So go to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. If you are a smoker, you need to do this for yourself. Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go, Gardner, let's go to Pat in Fargo.
Yes. Okay, I'm calling, as I said, because it seems like either you or somebody there seems to be kind of negative towards Tea Party people.
And, I don't know everybody in the Tea Party, but I think the Tea Party has been co-opted by basically Republicans.
Well, I am a Tea Party patriot, and I write Tea Party patriot poetry.
Okay. Poetry? Is that what you said? Okay.
Yeah.
I have to ask you before you go on, what do you mean by patriot?
Well,
sorry, it's a complicated term. I'm sorry to bring it up, but I have to.
Okay, well, I'm a member of the Oath Keepers. I've served over 20 years in the military.
So do you mean that by being patriotic, you mean you have a certain view of the Constitution and you would like to stick to that sort of thing? Okay, I gotcha.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you'd let me read this or not.
I don't think poetry speaks to the heart of talk radio. I prefer whatever.
Oh, this would.
Go ahead. Is it short?
Okay, it's called Cutting the Government
Out. Is it short?
That's what it's all about.
Wait. Is it short?
Okay, how long? How many words is short?
How many lines is it?
Oh, five, six, Probably, well, I'll just read the first part and then I'll stop. Then you can
Sounds
tell
reasonable.
Me if you want me to read the rest, okay?
Good
deal. The government stops listening, our revenue will be missing. When we start trading service, it makes government nervous. Since they don't want to listen, they're not sure what they're missing. Now, listen to a story about past days of glory when a person could find a need, turn it into a deed, and call it a job. The government wasn't there, but they still want their share when there is profit in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that communication's all set, I'd be willing to bet, that a barter system would make Uncle Sam sweat.
Uh-huh.
They'd be out of the loop and unable to snoop. If it was done on a large scale, their taxing would fail. But that's not the intention. We just want Uncle Sam's attention that we're not being heard. And I'll stop there.
I like
that's
it, Pat.
Great.
I really do.
Yeah, it's nice.
I've got to say, I don't want Uncle Sam's attention. I want Uncle Sam to go back to Washington, D.C., take the whole thing, float it off into the Potomac, and out into the Atlantic. I don't want his attention anymore.
Hey,
Uncle Sam is a bad guy.
Sounds like a good idea. Hey, Pat, let me ask you a question as a Tea Party guy. You know, I found that as a free market guy, free market libertarian, we have so much in common regarding removing the tax burden on Americans, removing the regulatory burden on Americans, trying to eliminate some of the police state things that have been happening here and there, destroying, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, which has been destroying the value of our money. But we don't seem to have some commonalities in certain other areas that I think actually help bring about a police state thing. And as you personally, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. A lot of the Tea Party folks seem to think that they need to get, even though they're in favor of small government, they want the federal government to crack down and do something about these illegal immigrants who are stealing American jobs. At first, I find that inconsistent because they seem to think, A, that there's a constitutional place for the federal government to do it, and it is not. It's up to the states, and yet they call themselves constitutional patriots. And I'd like to address that. And also, B, the economics of immigration, would you like to have the federal government invade businesses? And isn't that building a police state as well?
Well,
so constitutional,
okay,
constitutional.
The first couple things that you'd mentioned there.
Yeah.
Now, the attitude has changed that y'all come here and it's all free, but we got people coming here that don't want to be Americans. Their intent is to come here and remain the same and make us agree with them.
Well, it's a bit amorphous.
What about Little Italy and Little China?
Yeah, exactly.
And these other places around the United States.
Okay, do they take their driver's license test in English?
What? Look, if the government is going to give out,
you've got six different languages just to figure out which bathroom to go into.
Well, it depends on where the bathroom is. If I run a business, I'll put whatever darn word I want on my door. Thank you very much, sir.
And a lot
that's
of
my
them,
business.
A lot
if
of
you
them,
stay out of my business if you don't like what I write on my door.
A lot of them don't
put
drive.
Cowboys and cowgirls.
A lot of them don't drive anyway. Who cares about whether?
When you're talking about government forms, I can see why you would want to put it in one language. But what's that?
Assimilate or vacate. You got 2 years before.
Okay.
Your
look, first of all,
here's the history. Here's the your misunderstanding with the history of how people assimilate. Usually, in the first generation, that's the people that move. Generation zero, the ones that have moved, they have a tough time getting the language.
Chinatown, Little Italy.
The second ones tend to be bilingual, and the third generation or G2 tend to not even speak their native tongue. I know that part of my family was, I would be G2 from Germany. And I don't know any German but a few words. But my uncle tried to teach it to me, and I learned a little bit. He was bilingual. This is what happens if you let the marketplace take over. And the problem is, you're absolutely right, the freebies that people give out. But if you put out a bowl of milk for your people, the ne'er-do-wells and loafers in this country and the middle-class welfare users that use the public school, then you can expect other people to want that too. Don't put out a bowl of milk and complain the cats come and drink it.
And a quick question to address the constitutional
questions. We got. I'm sorry.
Well,
go
just
on.
To make a point, I hope the Tea Party people listening out there, like you and others, will recognize that If you think it is a federal purview to control immigration, you're wrong. It is a state purview. There are numerous cases.
I disagree with you on this point, and I think that the Constitution isn't clear here. It talks about migration and talks about the federal government controlling that after 1816 or something like that.
It was 1808, and it had to do with the importation of slaves.
I understand that that's how they understood at the time, but I mean it's a document that's intended to be read plainly.
Here's the thing.
Let's go to Wesley and Myrtle Beach.
I just need to say one thing before bringing Wesley. Also, if you don't like the government security crackdown in the airports and all the things that they're doing, then you better wise up because they're going to be coming into your business.
Yeah. If you make illegals, make it illegal for people to immigrate in the United States, you're going to need some big police state to go hunt them down. That much is true. Wesley in Myrtle Beach.
Hey.
Hey, Wesley. You're on the air.
Hey,
go for it, man.
Thanks, sir. Y'all were talking about the video and the police earlier.
Yes, sir.
But the fella's going to get like 75 years for doing it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And they ride around with the police ride around with the dash cam filming us.
Yep.
And they say you can't talk on a cell phone or text. And they sitting there with a phone in one ear and working a laptop computer with the hand.
They sure are.
Yep.
If your car breaks down and you leave beside the road 2 days around here, it gets orange sticker on it, gets towed off. Then you got to pay the tow bill and the storage fee.
Yeah, that much is true.
They park their cars beside the highway, even empty or either with a dummy in it trying to scare you and going down. But, they don't know
but as Mark said, they are our servants.
Yeah, right.
Wink, wink. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so in this instance, you know, thank goodness we're seeing more and more people recognizing this problem. Hopefully you see it as a major problem because I have a major problem with it too.
I do too.
Yeah. Thank you, Wesley. Appreciate the call.
Y'all have.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
We'll have a good evening. Thank you, sir.
Well, anyway, yeah, it's very interesting, you know, just talking to the Tea Party folks out there. If you do
there's
have an opportunity.
There's a lot of commonality with the Tea Party,
exactly.
But I feel like it's been co-opted by the Republicans in a lot of ways, and they've taken up a lot of these socially conservative issues, which would be better left alone. If you want to create common ground that the American people are going to get behind, you can't just pick one party and work with that because, I mean, for one, you're suggesting the other party is full of rubes that have nothing smart to say,
right.
Which is absolute asininity and will not create a movement that will actually do something. The government, what it does by its nature is divide us so that we cannot be effective. You need to unite and get rid of these socially conservative issues that the Tea Party's picked up. It's Mark.
And Gar.
Listen to Free Talk Live and check us out at freetalklive.com during the rest of the week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Family-friendly fun at wallet-friendly prices with Nintendo Selects, popular Nintendo Wii games for only $19.99 MSRP. Explore the universe in Super Mario Galaxy. Flip into a new dimension in Super Paper Mario. Battle it out on the field in Mario Strikers Charged. Or step into the ring and punch out. All Nintendo Selects games are available now for only $19.99 MSRP each. With Nintendo Selects, there's fun for everyone. Rated E to E10 plus.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.